Infendo Radio is on now.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Infendo Radio, the best Nintendo podcast on the English-speaking internet. Tonight, we are going to be recording for you a very special episode. Some of you may know we started doing Infendo Game Nights recently, and this is Game Night, so it's not a regular episode. We're just going to be playing Super Smash Bros. Together and recording ourselves. Hopefully we'll have some good things to say during our fights and some good commentary. Sometimes it's a little easy to get distracted with the actual game and not actually talk about it, but we will do our best. So what I wanted to get started with here is I'm hosting a room. We're all online. We're all in this room. And I just want to quickly, because I changed the rules and I haven't actually told Lewis or Colin this. Sorry, I forgot to introduce you guys. Tonight we have Lewis Pugh.
Hello, everyone.
And Colin Crompton.
Hello. I didn't notice what was happening until about 5 minutes ago, so there we go.
Well, I'm a little scatterbrained, too, because I've never done anything quite like this. But the first discussion I kind of wanted to start with is that we're all in this room together, in my room, and I just created the rules. We will be doing Team Smash, so I just want to start by...
Oh, well, I'm paired with the level 3, am I?
that's the question. There's only 3 of us, and we want to have another computer with us. Another thing that I really like changing, actually, is Team Attack. I'm changing that here. So Team Attack is now on, meaning that we can actually hurt each other. That's the way that I like to do team battles, because it actually makes them fairly interesting. So now we have to decide who is going to be on whose team. We can have 2 human players together, and then one of us humans will have to be with the computer, and we'll put him up to level 5.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
See, currently I'm just wailing on the sandbag, so... Oh, yeah. No, I can see the
you
stuff
change
behind.
Color?
No, I can't change my colour, but I thought all the stuff kind of behind the waiting screen at the bottom would be frozen, but now I can see it's changed from level 3 to level 5 already.
Yep.
Someone
and
else might be able
to
change my colour, but I can't. I'm just juggling sandbags.
I can't change your colour. Colin, you can't change Lewis's colour, can you?
Nope.
I guess I'll be with the computer then.
Okay, yeah. And I put myself with Colin, and I also picked a random character. Did anyone else pick random?
I did not.
Aw, you lamos. So we know that Colin's going to be Ike, and Lewis is going to be Peach. I can tell you that already.
Captain Saturn here already.
Computer's going to be on random, though. I just selected it. Okay, and I'm also going to pick a random course. So let's see which character I am. I'll let you guys find out.
Any hints? Or...
I'll say that last time I played with this character against you guys, I pretty much rocked the battle.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Lou, who's on my team? About to find out. Bowser Jr., level 5.
Okay, so I'm Shulk.
Is my teammate.
Okay, I forget who... Okay, me and Colin are on a team, so stop hitting me, Colin.
Right.
Oh, I knew
that's
this
right,
would make for good discussion. Now, where am I?
It's not my fault.
Yeah, Bowser Jr., are we doing too bad so far?
I'm kind of waiting on the connection to
okay,
be a little
so
better.
You're Shulk, I see, then. Polly?
Yes.
Excellent. Just chuck this power block here. It's super effective. Okay.
Whoops. Oh my gosh. Okay, just so y'all know, I'm doing horribly. I just hit Colin, who is my teammate.
Yeah, we're not really working well as a team here.
Okay, I've lost my first stock.
That's the problem.
Which I am the first character to do so. Assuming we started at 3.
Someone should really... host the next one. Possibly the connection issues are because of me hosting. Mm, where did maybe. That final Smash ball go? There's a final Smash! Shoot. We're all hitting enemy and foe alike.
Oh,
or enemy and friend alike, trying to get the Smash ball. Or at least I was. Where am I? No!
Wake up.
Yeah, I know. Gosh. Oh, gosh.
That worked out surprisingly well, actually.
Yeah, usually Peach's final smash isn't very good.
It depends on the stage as well. If you can line up a smash attack and you can get them to fall asleep at the edge, that's pretty cool. Actually, it's good because it gives you some options, because you can just use it to recover as well, if you need to.
That's right, yeah.
Nah, Lewis is hosting next, that's for sure.
Yeah. Welcome to Smash and freeze frame mode. It's so terrible. Alright.
I mean, there's no other way to actually play in slow-mo on the 3DS version, is there? So you should take this opportunity as an extra bonus feature. We've yet to talk about the Smash Direct. I mean, obviously, a lot of that's going to be officially reserved for the show. But as I'm going to be absent from it, I'm going to have some thoughts on the Smash Direct here, which it was freaking amazing. I assumed we all watched it live at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I watched it afterwards. I was asleep, unfortunately.
Nice.
I also watched it a little later on after it had already aired live.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the features were kind of somewhat spoiled by the Amazon listing, but they did such a good job kind of just presenting the info. And especially with, like, the 8-player Smash. They first announced it as it was 5 players and 6 players, and then for some reason they just decided to skip 7 and go, nah, it's 8 really.
it sounded like a bad rumour going around. It's like, no one could make up their mind what it was, and then boom, 8 players. It's like, okay.
And I think it's cool that they got all the big stages as well to kind of to support that and make that a proper thing. But I'm not sure I'm ever going to get a chance to play it properly. But it's there just in case. But I might play, like, 5-player Smash, would be quite cool.
Yeah. The idea of doing an 8-man Smash is just... That's going to be so bad.
Oh, man. Bowser Jr. is out.
Yeah. Right. It's gang up time. Come here.
Yep. Really, a lot of things have happened. There was one... I mean, Ike, who is Colin, hit Peach, who is Lewis... with a really strong, I think it's your up A smash attack. And as you hit her, I jumped off of her head. You know how you can do that? So yeah, that was really interesting. Sweet, I just got the final smash ball, so I'm going to unleash this. Hopefully.
Oh, no.
Got him.
Got me.
Yeah.
So we have Dunban, Short, and Ricky ganging up on Peach. Poor Peach.
Yeah, that's all right.
And that's the game, so Colin and I
can't believe you let Ricky steal your victory.
Aw, come on.
It was worth it.
Shulk was in on it.
Alright, green team, you did well.
Thank you.
Well, way to survive. I mean, a level 5 computer isn't that great, especially against
apparently
awesome players like Colin and I.
Bowen Jr. did a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, I was distracted. Plus, I think we should actually...
Yeah, managed to survive longer, but he got more KOs in than I did.
I just left the game so that we could start a new room with Lewis hosting.
No problem.
Now I'm seeing a list that says that you guys are with friends in another mode. Didn't you get booted out?
I didn't get booted out, so I think I'm technically hosting, so...
I can't join anything.
Oh, I'll jump out then and then go back in.
Duh, Smash's online solution is terrible. Okay. So, back out.
Okay, I'm now hosting a new match.
No, according to this, it's still Holly. And Lewis is still inside it.
Give it some time.
Here we go.
Ta-da. Nope.
Oh, hey, we got Mike on. Awesome. While playing online. Maybe he will see us.
Okay, Holly approaches. Okay.
So, Lewis, are you friends with Mike?
I am, a poet,
that is. Oh, okay, hopefully he will join us. That would be awesome. Now that would make the team fights even more interesting.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Chaotic.
Okay, so is the rule from now on we use random characters, unless we say otherwise? Yes. Okay.
Oh. You guys can choose whoever you want. You know I'll win no matter who I get randomly.
Yeah, I'm going to. You say that, Colin. It doesn't look like you're actually in the game yet.
Not yet, nope. But I will be soon.
Oh, okay, good. I was just making sure your system didn't think you were in. You're going to play some the game between some CPUs. Okay. Colin approaches. Okay.
Yep. There we go.
Does Mike know to look for my game, or...?
No, actually. Hopefully he'll just see it. I didn't send him a message.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I could send him a message. Maybe I will. I may as well. I'm right in front of my computer, after all.
We can always use this time to talk some more Smash in general, about all the Wii U version.
Hmm.
So what else did we have? Obviously, we had the 8-player Smash, was an early announcement during the Direct.
Yeah.
So yeah, that board game mode as well, that turned out to be true.
Smash Tour, yeah. It looks vastly superior to the Smash Run mode.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it looks quite competent as a kind of a weird board game mode in itself. It makes a lot of sense that you're picking up stock, basically. And when you bump into each other, you have like a smash fight opposed to like a mini game like you would in Mario Party, and you're ultimately aiming towards this final smash game that you're going to have at the end. And you have the amount of stock that you've picked up. And it's kind of more fair than how Mario Party works, because that it kind of dishes out the stars a bit random at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mario Party is not fair.
Yeah, even if you don't do incredibly well in the main game, I mean, you still, you know, have a fighting chance, as it were. I mean, if you're really good at Smash, you can hold on with your little stock you have and still do really well.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, right. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And you can, you know, set how many turns it's going to be, so you can have a smaller game or a longer game. And, yeah, it looks like a pretty cool multiplayer mode. So, yeah, I think it's a really cool addition. I'm looking forward to it.
Is it online? Do we know it for a fact?
I don't think so. I think it's just local. And you have to have four characters, and so obviously they can either be humans or computers, but you can't just have like two players or three players without computers.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a missed opportunity, but...
That's true, but there's a lot of other online stuff. Also, I quite like the amount of gamepad usage they announced.
Yeah, I mean, well, some of it seemed a little... I'm not going to say shoehorned in, but...
Well, no, I think it's almost the opposite. I think it's quite clever use, because... Like, during the matches and such, they just keep it plain and simple. The same as the 3DS, they just show the percentages of the fighters and nice big graphics of them. But, so the only reason they actually use the touchscreen is when it makes sense, is like in the stage builder, and you can draw different elements, and I've seen some footage of people using it, and it looks really well done. So you can actually...
I haven't. So my question would be, is how crazy can you go? Because I'm guessing
you just draw it, and it fills up the blanks. It's done really well, and you can either do it like in a grid mode, or like just like freehand drawing, and like you draw the outline on an object, and it fills it in, and then you can choose what type of terrain it is. And you can even go into detail, and once you've drawn your terrain, you can like click on the different edges, and you can see if they're grabbable or not grabbable. Going to be able to make some really quite different stages, and it looks like a huge improvement over what was in Brawl with just the, you know, moving pieces blocks, over basically. And like joining together like Lego.
Well, Lego is fun.
Lego is fun, true. Yeah, it doesn't make the most exciting Smash arenas, though, unfortunately.
Oh, no, of course.
Unless it was an actual Lego stage, and then that would be fantastic.
Ah, see, next Smash, Lego characters.
Yeah, a minifig. Which... I'm thinking of instead of me, Nintendo teamed up with Lego to have an avatar as a Lego minifig. And I'm thinking of how very much different the Wii would have been with Wii Sports and all the other things of Mii's than if they were just little Lego characters.
Lego.
Okay, I'm back.
the Lego series is quite successful, so...
And they did that partnership with Lego City Undercover? Why isn't there, like, Lego Nintendo World, whatever it is?
I mean, they've done, like, you know, shine sprites and stuff in that game. Are they made out of Lego?
Yeah, that'd make a lot of sense.
I haven't played Undercover yet, so...
Oh, it's really good, and I can imagine you could probably get it pretty cheap, apparently. Except for the terrible loading times, It's a great game.
Yeah,
it's probably the best LEGO game out.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, it's just like an open world game. It's kind of like a GTA game. And it's really well done.
Oh,
it's a really big world. And the most important thing, it's hilarious. It's probably the funniest LEGO game, and that's saying a lot as well.
Has it got voice acting?
Yeah, it's fully voiced, and there's a lot of it. And the animation is really well done.
I loved it when the LEGO games were like silent films.
Oh, that's true.
This is so funny.
This is really funny as well, though. A lot of its comedy comes from like movie cliches and like 90s action cop movies and quotes
like
from them.
Starsky and Hutch and things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. But also, because it's not actually tied to a movie franchise, they've got a lot more flexibility to do what they want.
That's right, yeah.
I thoroughly recommend anyone listening to this show to find a copy of LEGO City Undercover. Don't make your tea or drink before you start the game. Wait till the loading time kicks in. And that should alleviate some of those troubles. But apart from that, it is an awesome game.
All right, I finally got a message sent to Mike, but I don't even know if he's on Facebook. So,
okay.
Let's just get back into it,
shall
we?
We filled the show with some entertaining babble.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a computer. Level 5? That seemed okay.
Yeah.
Move this to...
Maybe a little higher, actually. We should go with 6.
Oh,
just because we're also
good.
Yeah,
now we should go with 6. Oh, I see how it is. When it's teamed up with Lewis, 5's fine. But you know it's going to be one of you two now.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so... We could do it with how it's done, actually.
Yep, looks good. Me and Lewis versus Colin and the computer.
Alright, should we move it up to 6 then? We'll play around with the level, see how it goes.
True.
Computer's on random, I'm on random. Let's go.
Let's do it.
And Lewis is hosting, I'm really hoping that makes a difference.
Yes. Be interesting to find out.
I have an interesting character.
I don't know what my character is yet. Choosing a stage. You'll hate me if a stage comes up.
The clue is, he only has one article of clothing.
Donkey Kong.
Choke.
Possibly.
That was too hard, okay.
I just watched the Conan O'Brien, what is it called? He calls it Clueless Gamer. He did a Clueless Gamer review on Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. And he pointed out that, actually, who was that? I'm starting to think maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing, actually. But if you haven't already seen that video, Conan O'Brien's Clueless Gamer with Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, look that up. It is hysterical. But, someone mentioned on something recently about... Oh, wait a minute! It was in the Nintendo Direct!
Oh, that's right.
It's Pit.
Yeah, because Pit says it. That's right. Okay.
Pitt's talking about how Donkey Kong's necktie doesn't leave much to the imagination. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that's what it was. All right. So I am Princess Zelda. I believe Lewis is Luigi.
I am.
So cute.
I'm a blue Luigi.
I love Luigi ever since starting Dark Moon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think he's the best character ever. I'm telling you. He's awesome.
And he even has his, can't remember the name of it, but his vacuum. In this game now, doesn't it?
Oh, the Poltergeist.
Yep. The Poltergeist 5000.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Now that we've been talking about that, we'll see if Lewis can't nab himself a
smash ball
and do the final smash.
Yeah. The thing about Luigi that gets me is he's got much more personality than Mario.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, ever will have, because I think Mario is like such a one-dimensional character. You don't really know much about him.
Yeah.
Whereas Luigi is petrified of everything, you know. And he has all these little mannerisms and...
Huh? Yeah, he definitely just had more personality, doesn't he?
Yeah, before I played Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, which is my first Luigi's Mansion game, period, I was pretty indifferent to Luigi. I just thought, like, oh, it's Luigi, okay. but now I'm like, he's one of my all-time favorite Nintendo characters. He's so funny.
Yeah, I really liked him in the Super Mario RPG games. They were all really good about the way they handled Luigi. It's just these little, like, you know, the fact that he's, you know, scared of everything. It really does come through. Has anyone played, did anyone play the most recent one?
The most recent what?
The most recent,
Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, I didn't actually.
Sadly, I don't think anyone on the podcast has played that game. Except possibly, I think Justin might have played it, actually. Justin will be joining us in our episode of the podcast tomorrow. The connection is still pretty bad for those of you who are wondering about the game.
Yeah.
I think it might be my internet. Jeez, it's been so bad today. But that's all right. So, let's see. I'm trying to see who's winning. We did it. We have been doing stock matches, 3 stock each.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm letting the computer down a bit. I'm not very good with DK. He's too slow. Oh.
That's why I always thought Ike was a little overpowered, is because he's pretty dang quick, but also really powerful.
Hmm.
Oh, the computer's actually winning all of us with 2 stock. The rest of us are stuck with just 1.
That's okay. Don't let me down, man.
Let's go after that computer, Lewis. The computer is villager, by the way, so I am Zelda. Computer is villager, Lewis is Luigi. This is so appropriate. Oh, I'm a girl character. You guys are male characters here, so.
Colin is clearly some sort of ape.
Oh, thank you.
Oops, oh, I almost attacked
Lewis.
And
I'm more afraid of ghosts.
It's perfectly understandable.
This is a really good combo of characters here. Oh, I keep almost hitting Lewis, but fortunately
I'm not entirely sure if it's actually turned on this round. So we might get away with it.
Oh, good point! Oh, Lewis, you messed up.
No, did I just smash Colin at the arena? I think I'll take that as a success.
DK is now in retirement.
I'm going to finish Villager with the... Phantom.
Oh, he's still got 2 stock, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yep. But we've got 2 stock together. With the 2 of us, so
yeah,
and we can't hurt each other. Now that I know that, I'm gonna go all out.
Stay alive, old man.
So I guess Lewis or Colin, you can still at least see what's happening, right?
I can see what's happening. Yes, it's a little frantic. Yeah,
Luigi.
Okay.
Oh, yay! Oh my gosh,
1-on-1.
We are down to the last 2. So I'm here with the level 6 computer.
Come on. Polly is on 56% with Zelda. Computer with 15 without the villager.
Do something, man. Come on.
We're fighting right at the edge of the stage. It's the Pikmin. It's the Pikmin Forest of Hope stage or whatever that one was called. Oh, you're going down.
Fighting on the edge here. Villager is being knocked off slightly, but running back each time. He's currently off the screen. Getting that extra 1% every second. Oh, and it's smashed out by a kick in the face.
He let me down.
I specialize in edge fighting.
I do like Luigi's victory pose here, if we can just kind of appreciate this for a little bit.
Oh, Luigi. It's like I say, I mean, I just didn't care for him before I played Luigi's Mansion, but now I'm like, oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. Also, this is going to sound a bit weird, but I think, like, Mario's main pose and his amiibo figure in Smash looks a bit weird. He looks a bit too serious, in my opinion.
Yeah, he looks really aggressive.
I think it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, well, it is.
It's just me.
It's probably just me as well. But I think all the other characters kind of fit their personalities a bit more. Where Mario's, I think they've just toughened them up a little. That's not what I think when I see Mario.
Isn't this like the Kirby situation? Like in the West, Kirby on the front cover is always angry.
If I hover over Kirby now, he looks like he's having a great time sitting down. he's not angry at all.
That screen. True.
Okay, I mean, someone else has the rules now, don't they?
It's not me.
It's me. Okay, so
just turn on team fight or team attack on and change someone. Oh, I guess it's my turn to have the computer on my team. So
okay, there we go.
And we should start keeping track of everyone's wins.
All
right.
Let's start keeping track of them now, because all those other matches were not the way they should have been. You know.
All right. Okay. So wait, am I with the computer?
Oh, it'll be me with the computer this time.
Okay.
So we could go off the star system as well, as long as the connection stays. I mean, that should be a good indicator as well.
Good point.
So can you change your team, or...
Me?
I can't. Yeah.
I can. We'll be the same team and be pointless. We'll be against...
Well, team attack would be
we'll
on.
We'll be against Happy Kirby here. That could work. So what do we decide this is going to be?
Okay, so...
Colin just needs to turn to red.
Is it me and Colin then, or... This is Holly
you,
and
yep,
the computer?
Yep, you two against me and the computer.
Yep. Alright. If I let you down, I'm sorry.
Course. Oh my gosh! That first level, we got Golden Plains, right? Well, I just selected random and got Golden Plains again, so
I did random and got Portima Island.
Yeah, I got Yoshi's Island.
What's it gonna be?
I'd rather visit an island right now, as opposed to doing the same level. Especially if it's a plane versus an island.
Okay.
Alright, so I'll just say right now, I picked another random character. I am Lucario this match.
Yeah, see, I didn't pick random this time. I was influenced by my own discussion of Happy Kirby, and I chose Kirby.
And I am Zero Suit Samus.
Was that a random choice, or a...
That was a random choice.
Okay.
Oh, shoot, I'm on the... I thought the computer was...
fantastic.
I was tagging the computer, like, really aggressively just now. Okay, so you guys are red, so it makes perfect sense with Kirby being red, but then Zero Suit Samus
is blue.
is blue, yeah. Which is my team color, and so
and I'm fighting everyone at the moment.
Oops.
It's okay.
Just fell. Anything interesting happening besides you guys attacking each other, even though you're on the same team?
Just to confuse issues. I'm gonna turn into one of the enemy characters here. Or in a minute.
So doesn't mean that if so doesn't mean that Kirby can actually suck me up then? And is my ability.
Well, I imagine with the team damage thing on, you probably can. Whether you can without it, I'm not sure. Possibly. Probably just wouldn't do any damage then.
Lewis is desperately trying to suck someone into his
you know,
Kirby mouth. I think he just got the sandbag.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Shall we go with Kirby, because it's all been animate objects?
I'm impressed with that they've kept up the whole letting him copy abilities. Now there's almost 50 characters in this thing.
Because
there's like 50 versions of Kirby as well.
Obviously the Lucina version of Kirby is the best. We all know it.
Lucina.
Actually, the Zero Suit Samus one does it pretty cool as well. Gives Kirby a little ponytail. Actually, the Wii Fit Trainer one's quite funny.
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen a lot of them, actually. What, does Kirby somehow get yoga pants?
No, he goes full grey, and he gets the hairstyle. It's an odd look.
That's kind of scary.
It is. He's a very pale Kirby.
Oh, no. Oh,
come on. I had the Smash Ball, and Colin just knocked me out. That sucked.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's no stopping this.
Oh, I should move away, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you probably should.
I'd advise
you
to.
Colin got the Smash Ball for everyone who's
listening. I've never used it before. It feels weird.
It does?
Did you ever use snakes
before? I apologize for my complete lack of accuracy. There you go. Yeah, actually, it is very similar to...
yeah, that's where it went.
Oh, you better watch yourself, Lewis. I think... Lewis!
Yeah, he's back.
Stay with him, man.
We're on Tortimer Island, and it's kind of hard to tell where the edge of the stage is.
Oh, jeez,
and Zero Suit Samus just took
out
her teammate,
me,
Kirby.
It was kind of announced during the direct yesterday that the Wii version has the swimmings back for the stage which have C in it.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
You just kind of
wasn't mentioned in the direct, was it?
Well, not by an actual announcement, but footage of it was shown.
Ah, okay, I didn't even think about that, really.
Yeah, it seemed odd, because apart from that, the gameplay is so close on the two games. I think that's one of the few differences in terms of what you can actually do in a battle.
Ah, you gotta be kidding me, I got a swarm of bees on me. I'm gonna get the blue shell. Who wants it? It better not hit my computer.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hang around the computer.
Get away from that computer. Okay, did that seriously just hit Luigi? Is that Luigi or Mario? Mario. Mario is my teammate, the computer.
Yeah, we had Blue Luigi last time, now we've got Blue Mario. doesn't really help matters.
Alright.
Lewis, you're going down. Lewis is winning stock-wise. All of us have one except for Lewis, who has two.
I'm more than happy for Lewis to
have more stock. Off the edge.
Oh, so joy.
But, no! Oh, it's all you, Lewis.
And Lewis, it's Lewis and me, and Lewis still has two stock versus one.
He dropped the super scope, though, which is unfortunate.
No! Yeah. Just okay. And there's an assist trophy, and it is Lucky 2.
Ah! Jumped right into that spiny
thing. I love the way Kirby holds the super scope.
Yeah.
That'll be dead.
I feel like this is going to take forever. Especially, I mean, the connection problems make it a little bit... Or make they make me feel a little impatient. Countering is my speciality, among other things.
Oh, no.
No way! It's not even going to let me count! Oh, my gosh. I'm allowed! That is so... Oh! How did that even happen? Where did that bomb come from? Seriously.
Finishes with two steps.
Cool,
where'd the bomb come from? I got exploded, and I don't even know why.
Yes.
Was it just an item?
I don't know. I thought it was just like a marvelous counter with my up slash thing. But
okay,
if a bomb happened to appear in the middle, then fair enough.
We are grateful.
Maybe it was a sticky bomb. I'm still trying to figure that out. For our listeners who are really confused right now, I grabbed the golden hammer. Is that just what it's called? It doesn't have a special name, does it?
Yeah, I think it's just
golden hammer. I think.
So yeah, I picked up a golden hammer and suddenly I was exploded. So that's what just happened. So unfair. I mean, where did that thing even come from? Figured you might have laid down a...
So I guess I'm with the computer now, aren't I?
Yes, it would be Lewis's turn.
Oh, I can't.
I shall be red.
I can't change the computer.
I can. What would you like?
What would you want to change? Oh, you want to change the character?
Oh, no. I was just trying to change the color before you guys were both red. But that's all out.
Alright. Random. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to try to describe the circumstances here. I got random, and I am Charizard.
I got random, and I am Ganon.
And I am Dr. Mario.
How fun.
MD.
What are the clones?
And we have yet to figure out what our stage is.
No. Sandbag can not tell me.
It's
no matter how much I pounded it.
Alright.
Tell me the stage!
Green Greens. Actually, no, that's the song name, sorry. What on earth is this called again? Kirby's Adventure?
Yeah,
Kirby's Dreamland.
Nah, it should be... The game is Dreamland. I'm not sure what the stage is called.
That's what the game was saying.
Listeners... Remind us the name of that Game Boy stage. It should just be called Game Boy, but I don't think it is.
I don't know. I think it should be Kirby's Dream Land because it goes through a bunch of different Dream Land stages, or at least pans through this particular stage. So yeah, me and Pikachu, my teammate, have already lost a stock each, and it's not going very well.
Yeah, well, I will say one thing about Ganon. They certainly improved him from the Brawl
days.
That
is true. Yes.
I heard from some people that he was inferior even. Well, he was just the same basically, is what I heard. What on earth? I did not just do a recovery. At least I don't think I did. Weird things are happening. We've got two Pokemon on stage though, I just realized.
Yeah.
Yes, I just realized I'm Charizard and we have a computer controlled Pikachu.
Dr. Mario's wielding a beam sword.
Yep.
But
very effectively, I might add.
But not for surgical procedure.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, as soon as that percentage gets high enough.
Before surgery.
Slice down the middle.
Nice.
I think Colin's attack on Pikachu was just about to knock him out, but I attacked him at the same time and it was kind of a bit of a yo-yo.
Helped him back in. There you go.
Whoa!
What I am talking about.
Double teamed up the barrier there. What's all that?
Yeah, Colin and I are actually... Oops! Colin!
Don't speak too soon.
Colin and I are actually wielding very excellent teamwork, but that didn't last long.
It was, yeah. Alright.
Oh my gosh.
I think I just...
Oh, the connection just got bad right at a...
That beam sword is so powerful.
Especially when you smash it.
Ah, we have a beetle. That's what it is, right? A beetle?
Where did it go?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh! Wow. Lewis got tripped up by the screen change Kirby's Dream Land stage, the old school Game Boy stage.
If I hadn't, it would have been a tough battle still. You guys both had two, and obviously me being on one. Without a teammate. Geez.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, well done for you two. Did very well.
Thank you.
So should we just...
Colin's turn to be out with the computer for
the
team.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy days. Happy days. Right. So...
Yeah, if you swap over the blue then, Holly?
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, let's do 3-1. That'd be good. Alright, random.
Yeah, I'm on random too.
Give me they someone good.
A random stage?
Gannon was quite good. All right.
I bet I'm Little Mac, or someone's Little Mac.
Ooh, I am Sheik.
I'm Little Mac, Joy.
I am Dark Pit. Known in Japan as Black Pit.
Attack of the Clones again.
You guys better watch yourselves. I'm gonna own this battlefield with Mac.
Yeah,
do I need to watch myself as well?
Actually, I probably won't. I'm horrible with Mac. I don't know, do people feel like he's overpowered? Because I certainly don't feel that way. The computer's Luzina, I'm so upset.
There's a lot of people using him online. But no, I don't think he's overpowered. But he is a good character, though.
He's very powerful, I will say.
Yeah. But yeah, if you can juggle him, then he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, get out of my way.
Jeez,
that's
not my team. For you. Get out of
yeah, I try and help out.
Oh, Lewis, you're the one on my team?
Yeah.
Okay. That get out of my way was directed toward Lewis. I didn't know who it was on my team exactly.
That's hilarious.
Oh! Jeez. Okay, I hate Little Mac. He's horrible.
What I must say, also when the directs... Was it yesterday?
It was Thursday, I think.
Thursday, yeah, that was it.
Thursday.
But I like the feature that the Kid Icarus characters can talk to each other.
Oh, yeah, and I loved that.
It's also, like, context sensitive. If they're, like, standing next to other characters, they'll talk about them. And that looks cool. And they do it at the start.
Did you ever, did you toy around with Snake?
I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So was that the same? So was that like the down pose move?
Yeah, it was exactly the same.
I might have to fire it up later to see some of the different things.
Lewis, didn't you notice I was in the middle of a combo?
Yeah, I just thought I'd jump in there.
I just took out my team.
Alright. This is why I love doing team battles with Team Attack on. I can't even... Okay, for a minute there, I couldn't even tell where I was. Uh-oh. Jeez. I gotta be careful. I don't like Little Mac.
So I probably shouldn't highlight this fact, but I've still got free stock.
Nice. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Come here.
No.
You just made yourself a target, man.
Or is it part of the strategy?
Maybe.
What is Mac's B attack? I never even... That's how little I've played Little Mac. I don't even know what his B is. Grab! Ugh, grab the edge. Oh gosh, I'm out of there. Lewis is kind of stuck on his own with 3 stock and, two stock and,
against 3. That's doable.
I told you Little Mac sucks. I never even found out what his B attack does.
It's not very good. It's a bit like... Well,
what is it? Someone tell
lunge?
Me. The lunge.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Falcon Punch, but with more range, but it takes longer to charge up.
Oh. Go, Lewis! Go, Lewis! Cheering on my teammate. Ooh. Okay, so since I'm kind of not in this match anymore, we are on Reset Bomb Forest. Lewis is on his own on a team against Colin, who is Sheik, and the computer, who is Lucina. Lewis is Dark Pit. Lewis still has 2 stock, but so does Colin. Lucina's got 1 stock, and she's being Lewis is doing pretty dang good, actually. I was about to say she's being attacked by her own teammate, but it's Lewis who is just taking her. Oh! And Colin goes down. He does the down air attack, that is, with Sheik, and just flies to his death. But it looks like Lewis... Oh, and Lewis barely holds on after a pretty bad hit from Lucina. Colin's getting into it. And Lewis goes down. Everyone is down to one stock. Lucina's only got 119, or she's got 120 some odd percentage. So, and she is out of there. It is Colin and Lewis both with 26 versus 36 percent damage.
If you're going to place bets, listeners, go for Lewis.
Lewis is doing really well as Dark Pit. I'm surprised. Just kidding.
He's not wearing a pink
Lewis
dress.
Is my teammate, so I want him to win. I mean, I was the first one out of this match, period, but it looks like my team may still win thanks to Lewis. That would be awesome. I'm not on my game tonight. Actually, I think you guys do better when you're distracted and talking.
Yeah.
You can still play the game. I get any kind of distracted and I'm pretty much useless.
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting pretty dang close. In terms of percentage, Lewis is winning against Colin, only just. They're both in the 80s of percentage. Ah, now Colin. They're both 88. Oh, this is getting good. We're in the second stage of the Reset Bomb Forest stage, which is the actual reset area. You're inside the Reset Bomb, and the game is...
It's frozen.
Has frozen.
Oh no!
What happened?
It's a new it's a place.
No contest. Oh my gosh! And it ends in a no contest. Now that. We'll never know. That was too intense for me.
It was too intense for the internet to take.
Apparently, yeah.
It's probably my internet again. Sheesh! It's been horrible today. Someone got kicked out. Colin got kicked out.
It was me.
It was you then, yeah.
Weird.
Whose turn would it be to be on the computer? Okay, I think it was.
Well, I guess
what was the order? Was it my turn?
It'll be you, I guess. You'll be next.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A new challenger approaches.
Had a call.
Yeah. I'm back.
Whoa, what's this?
Alright.
All teaming up, are you? There we go.
Colin needs some blue. Okay, so our next team matchup is me and the computer versus Colin and Lewis. I picked a random character again.
I've done the same. You see what happens?
Yep.
Picked a random level too. Oh, you guys are doomed.
Yep. Yes, we are. You don't tell me, because I don't like this character.
Okay, so Colin, who are you?
I'm a fire-breathing Pokemon.
One of those, eh?
I am Marth.
Well, we're doomed. You're Lewis, just kill yourself now.
I'm fighting Sirius this time.
Oh, no.
Oh, Charizard, who is Colin, just got a poison mushroom and is now tiny. Tiny little fella.
Why can't he fly?
Come on, Greninja.
He has wings.
So once again, we have two Pokemon on the stage. Greninja versus, oh my gosh, grab, please. Oh, dear. That was idiotic. So we have the computer as Greninja and Colin as Charizard. Lewis is Meta Knight. I don't know if we ever cleared that up. And I am Marth. I am Marth, hear me roar.
This is so bizarre. Why can't Charizard
fly? Watch out!
He flew in the trailer. Yeah, he can't fly here. That is full sabotage.
Smash Ball has just appeared on the stage. Also, a Hakotek bomb is about to land. Oh, and it just landed. Charizard, in other words, Colin, got the... Oh, that was my computer. For a minute there, I thought you took out Lewis. I was like, hello?
Sorry.
Dear. And Colin did take out Lewis. You really have to watch out when you're using a Final Smash attack.
Yeah,
you know what? That's good fun.
If you've got Team Attack on.
Ooh.
I meant to use my counter there. That's for sure. Who's got their volume up way loud?
Maybe me.
Maybe.
Turn it down, smidge.
I gotta figure out a way to make you guys like attack each other.
Yeah, you don't have to. I'll just do it regardless. I'm the worst team player.
Ah, we got a And is this trophy on the stage? It's Phosphora, one of my faves. Personal favorites. Ooh. Just because I like Uprising, Kid Icarus Uprising, so darn much. Except I think Greninja picked it up, and even though he's on my team, I think his assist trophies can hurt me. And I just got taken out. You guys all have two stock apiece, and I'm out, even with Marth. Oh,
sorry.
Ah!
That's okay.
Easy for you to say.
Colin really needs to grab that mega tomato. What on earth is that thing called?
It's a big tomato.
Maximum tomato?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just...
Ooh! Charizard explodes.
Yeah.
And loses a stock. Everyone's down to one stock. And I am counting on my computer, Greninja, to...
Oh, no!
Win the match! All Colin has to do to win for his team is take out Greninja. All Greninja has to do to win for me, because I'm on his team, has to take out Charizard. Come on,
and
Greninja!
Keep a healthy distance. No! Distance! No, we didn't!
I'm trying!
Yeah. Go, Greninja!
Arm yourself with the green show. And bye.
Oh, the talking and being distracted that way combined with the bad connection.
This feels like actual Pokemon now. I'm just giving my Charizard commands and he's going on his own.
Oh, I should have done the same, but the match is over. Charizard wins it. It's Lewis and Colin.
Yeah.
Lewis's last stock was lost with a self-destruct, I think. Was I seeing that correctly?
It was, yeah. Definitely not one for the limelight, is man. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hidden in the background.
Why myself up twice? Why do I do that?
I do believe it is Lewis's turn to be on the computer's team.
I believe so.
So it'll be Colin and me against Lewis and the computer.
Yeah. If I kill you, I'm so sorry. I'll apologize in advance. my team playing skills. My team player skills are...
Oh, joy. I got Ness. I'm all Nessie, you know? Just love Ness. Not.
I got Dark Pit, which... He's possibly the worst character for me.
Really?
But he can fly. He has wings.
Well, no complaints on this side.
What'd you get? Peach?
Peach!
We're still going to win. Colin and I both get characters we feel like we are horrible at.
Yeah, always the way, isn't it?
Lewis gets his usual, so we'll see how this goes. Still, it's two humans against a human and a computer. I think Colin and I still stand a chance. We have Super Mario 3D Land level. I don't know what it's called.
Yep.
Is that just what it's called? 3D Land?
Yeah.
This is the second time I've been on the same team as Dark Pit, so that's good. Ugh, and we have an Ike on stage. Ugh, goody. I can't wait to kick your butt, Ike. Peach may have just taken out her own teammate, in other words, Lewis.
That's good.
Almost. That's good. Yeah, I'll take it. I just need to stay out of Colin's way, is what I need to do to win.
Uh-huh.
Especially since, obviously, I'm talking. I'm distracted, so there, my excuse for the night.
Yeah. My excuse is... It's nearly 1 in the morning.
Ah, good point.
Yeah.
Oh! I just exploded a gooey bomb and took
Peach
out.
I survived.
Good job. We're going to win this thing, I tell ya.
We're
going to win. Oh, geez, Vermin, I thought Peach was on my team. I was like, don't hurt me. We're on the same team, and I won't hurt you. I promise.
Thank you. That was a promise.
I'm down to 2 stock left. But that's okay.
I'm down to 2. I've been down to 2 for a while, ever since that sticky bomb blew me and Peach up. Okay, I'm going to figure out some new moves with Nessie Boy. What on earth does that do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what Ness's down B does.
It's a shield, I think.
It's just a shield. Okay.
Yeah. It's always good.
I wonder if it's some... Well, no.
Well, I think I'm getting circle pad issues over here. It's starting to stick in weird places.
Yeah, my circle pad's very, very loose.
Oh, no, it's getting really bad. This could be the show where it comes on completely. This is terrible.
Oh,
you get live reactions. Oh, no. What's happening?
You just hear Lewis crying on the other side. No.
Well, it's like I've mentioned to you guys before, I'm a very precise player. I'm not one to smash my circle pad too badly.
I'm getting worried about for my 3DS now. I can't bet the new controller in it. What's the backup plan? What does other people do?
Send it in for repair. That's the only thing I can think of.
Guess.
Ha!
It's hammer time.
I can't get enough.
Get out of there. Get out of there, Colin.
I'm out.
I had a hammer, just so y'all know. Yeah, I was going for Lewis.
Oh, I can't get right out. Come on. That would be. Oh, there we go.
What does that do? TK something?
I don't know.
I should know Ness better than this. He's been around since the original. What does Ness's B attack do?
Oh, it's like an aerial. I think it's like an anti-air. It's like...
Ah. Move. Just like my brother used to use Lucas and do his, like, up A charge attack. And that's a killer, man. It was so annoying. But yeah. As I usually do, I learned to adapt. Yeah. And the game ends. Colin and I victorious.
Victory.
Don't know how useful I was, but...
That's all right.
Oh, I was very useful. I got 4 knockouts compared to 2 for you guys. Just kidding.
I'm surprised I managed to get 2 in the state that I'm in currently.
I
wasn't able to go in the direction I wanted to most of the time.
And I think it is...
I'm going to test my hand there.
Colin's turn to be on the computer's team.
Yeah, I'll change myself to red.
Yeah, my circle pad is as firm as ever.
So I can use the D-pad on the character select screen, but I know I can't use it in the actual game.
No.
But yeah, I can't make proper circles with the hand. It's gone all weird.
Oh dear!
Oh. That's weird.
We had a tragedy occur. Let's try and
work this out. Right seems to work fine. I say that left seems to work okay if you're not going up or down. Up and... up's okay. Oh, down's the big problem here. Down's going really slow.
Ah.
Okay, so we've got left, right, up. So this will make an interesting character select. Oh, no. I can't go right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry this happened. I can't help but feel like it was my fault somehow.
Everything breaks. That's the trouble.
Who did I say was on the computer's team? I already forgot. Was it me on the Who was on the computer's team? It was Lewis, so Colin is on the... Okay, so I'm just waiting on Lewis to...
I was last, so it'd be Lewis this time.
Okay. Something that is confusing me right now, and I don't think we should count it, is the star count. I have 12, and Colin has 7. He was, like, beating me bad last.
Oh, yeah,
because
he didn't go back in, so I think it reset.
Yeah. I got punted out for some reason.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. So he probably still is above me, technically.
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Well, I'll join in for this next one, but it may be my last. We'll see.
Okay. We've been at it for about an hour, I think.
Yeah, but I feel my circle pad might actually come off.
Jeez.
Nice.
I wonder if this has happened a lot. Like, maybe Nintendo's, like, repairs...
It must be, because, again, I don't feel that I'm that bad of a player in that sense.
So I'm with Holly, yeah?
Technically, I think Colin was supposed to be... Okay, whatever. It'll be... We should... Who has control over the computer's level? We should put the,
Not me.
Computer...
No, it probably was me, but I ran ahead.
Oh.
All right. All right, we'll just do this.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Our final match will be the same team up. Me and Colin versus Lewis and the computer. I'm going with a random character and a random course again.
Okay.
You know how in the download screen it gives you a tip? Well, sometimes it'll give you a tip on, like, whatever character you're using. So if you get random, you might be able to guess that way. What character you got? I've noticed that has been true for every character I've done, but I didn't get that this time. But I am Rosalina and Luma. I know now.
I am Ganon.
I am Link, again. And I have the Duck Hunt duo on my team.
Yep.
The Duck Hunt duo. What a team.
Team of teams.
No, Luma! Luma! Oh, tragedy.
That's okay. We could do
Luma
that.
Is out of there. Can I make him come back? Come back, Luma.
I think it's
come
a back. Time thing.
Dang it. Jeez, I really need to not use Rosalina's recovery move. I almost just shot myself off the edge. That would have been bad.
Yeah. Whoa, okay, there you go.
And I don't even think Rosalina's recovery does anything, does it? No, oh. Luma, not again!
Luma's just kidding itself.
Which is, I feel like it is. I'm not doing very good at this. Luma, come back!
Oh. Yeah, nice hit.
Oh my gosh! I have not played this stage enough. We're on the Find Me stage, and so the stage hazard, the Dark Lord, just appeared. Can you attack him?
Yeah, I think you can. I've heard that you can even free your me, but I've never done it.
I'm not going to attempt it.
Let's do this. It'll make for good discussion, at least.
Okay.
All right.
Woohoo! I think it's actually my me in a nice blonde wig. Nice curly number.
Very nice.
Well, maybe it's different for each of our things. It looks like my me.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
there you go. I've destroyed it.
Oh,
and I'm not sure I did free it, though.
No, you didn't. Went into the distance.
Rosalina got an upgrade.
Vengeance.
Special improved. Vengeance. How did that even happen?
I'm not sure.
What did it say? What did I just say? What improved? I need to know.
Special. There it went.
Yeah, special.
I so wanted to attack you with Luma. Special upgrade, huh? Okay, Luma. Ooh. Let's do this. Die, everyone.
Yeah.
I was attacking with Luma. You know, I did a little more experimenting with Rosalina, and Luma basically will just do all the same actions as you do, just a lot slower.
So basically it works the same as the ice climbs.
Kinda, except that Luma will act on its own in a way. Mm. And obviously it acts separately from Rosalina. It'll do the same attacks that you choose.
Do not attack my group.
Oh. No!
I will say, for a person whose circle pad's about to, like, remove itself from the system, he's doing very well.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, stop complaining. No, I'm kidding. I've been a big complainer tonight, haven't I?
Yeah,
you guys can't admit it. A big excuse maker.
I think Smash brings that in everyone, to be fair.
I'm scared for the Dark Lord to come back up to the foreground. Yeah. Or to just attack from the background. Duck Hunt Dog got an upgrade. All stats improved.
Whoops. No. Stats, that's a good one.
Oh.
You just attacked my Luma, Colin. We're on the same team.
You know what? I'm Ganon. All right. He doesn't like anyone.
Ah, dang it. I was going to start doing some remote attacking with my Luma over there.
I missed my...
No. Oh, jeez. You're not gone. No. How did this happen? How did that happen? Oh!
Well.
Oh my gosh, Lewis. Lewis just did what I would call one of the coolest. Oh my gosh! Okay, one thing at a time.
Did the Duck Hunt Dog just start attacking me?
Yeah, that's one of the things! Lewis's teammate just started attacking him out of nowhere. Okay, another thing though that just happened. I did my recovery move, so Rosalina's recovery move goes way far. I had plenty of room to land on the stage. But Lewis, at the same time, used his Gale Boomerang, which, like, blew me right off the stage. That was brilliant.
And then I had a bomb prepared as well, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm out. It's just the dog and the duck now.
Yep. And Rosalina and Luma.
And they're gone.
Hello!
Hello.
Well, I have the small victory that I still have a circle pad.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, I think we can call it a night. So for our listeners who have stuck with us through this tumultuous special episode of Infendo Radio, thank you very much. It was very, very fun for us to do. Hopefully it was somewhat fun to listen to. So I guess we will see you later.
Definitely. It's been very fun. Catch you later.
That was a crazy experiment, guys. But yeah, goodbye, everybody.
See you guys.
I'm off to look for a circle pad repair solution.